Support for Here and Now comes in part from the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world, uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org.
Russian-born composer Thomas DeHartman would be 125 this year. Who, you might be saying? Well, our next guest hopes to change that. One of Thomas DeHartman's ballets was performed for the Tsar of Russia. He wrote this prelude from Six Pieces, or Six Pièces, in 1902, when he would have been about 17. Thomas DeHartman went on to work with the spiritual teacher George Gurdjieff. But since DeHartman's death in 1956, his work has fallen into obscurity. Enter pianist Ilan Sikroff. In the mid-1970s, Ilan was one of several young artists chosen by DeHartman's widow to join the Thomas DeHartman Project to spread her husband's music. Now, Ilan has released Laudamus, a CD of the music of George Gurdjieff and Thomas DeHartman, and Ilan joins us in the studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Full disclosure, I have to say I told both you and your twin Seth Sikroff when we attended John F. Kennedy High School on Long Island, keep up that practicing. It was going to come to something.
You told that to me?
I did. Well, often. Yes, we went to high school together.
Thank you. You
went on to this career in classical music. And we understand it was through one of your teachers that you met Thomas DeHartman's widow. And at first, this is in the 70s, she didn't care for your playing?
No. Madame didn't care for most people's playing, actually. Her conviction was that feeling had been lost in performance. And she told me even that Arthur Rubinstein didn't play with feeling.
Okay.
So, and she said to me, all you do is run up and down the piano.
But still, she brought you into this idea of playing her husband's music. And by the way, who is she?
Madame DeHartman was part of the Russian aristocracy, and she was very close to the Tsar. She was told when she was about 7 years old that she had to learn how to kiss hands because she was going to meet the Tsarina. And even at that age, she said, I don't kiss anybody's hand. And she did not go.
And she marries Thomas DeHartman. Let's hear a little more of his music before we hear more about him. This is the Nocturne from Six Pieces, as performed by Ilan Sikroff. We understand that as his widow, didn't at first think you were up to her husband's skills. You had, when you first heard DeHartman's music, you weren't so thrilled either, but then you heard some of the earlier stuff.
Well, the original music that I heard that was written by Thomas DeHartman, actually in collaboration with his teacher Gurdjieff, was basically Eastern music. It was from the Russian Orthodox Church, it was from the Sufi tradition, it was from Tibet. And it was very simple sounding to me. And as a classical pianist, I was interested in complexity. It wasn't until I heard Six Pièces, I got a score of these pieces back in 1977 or 78, and it just blew my head off. I said, my gosh, these are beautiful romantic pieces, and they're unknown.
Let's talk about Thomas DeHartman's association with the teacher George Gurdjieff. Thomas DeHartman goes to Germany to study conducting. He becomes a part of the avant-garde there, experiments with color and sound, but also hooks up with George Gurdjieff. Now, we've heard him described as a spiritual teacher, a mystic. Tell us more.
When he was a boy, he was surrounded by phenomena that he couldn't explain, and nobody could explain to him. He was born on the border between Turkey and Russia. By the time he was 11 years old, he set out searching for an answer to this question, which became, for him, what is the purpose of life on the earth? He took 20 years or more. What he came to was that everything that lives serves to feed something else. In other words, we're all connected.
How did this thinking you've just described of Gurdjieff's feed the music?
Gurdjieff was a scientist, and he claimed that there was such a thing as objective music, which could have the same effect on all listeners. And so these pieces of music that he composed with Thomas DeHartman very often describe specific states, specific attitudes. For example, you'll have laudamus, which means we give praise. Notice he doesn't say we give praise to what. It's just we give praise. How to get in touch with this inner attitude of giving praise?
And by the way, when he and Thomas DeHartman composed some of this music, they often did it in front of a live audience?
They always did it in front
always.
Of... Always? Yes, right. It was always on the spot. It was always a very difficult act for Hartman to pick up what Gurdjieff wanted. And keep in mind that Gurdjieff had heard these over 300 works from his travels over 20 years. But Hartman had to get inside of his head and take this, what Gurdjieff had remembered, and put it into piano music and synthesize these Eastern melodies, these Eastern rhythms with a Western harmony.
Ilan Sitkoff, by the way, the two, George Gurdjieff and Thomas DeHartman, parted ways, but DeHartman took Gurdjieff's ideas, kept translating them into music. He experimented with bitonality, creating a wonderful dissonance. This would seem to be quite a responsibility. The widow of a long-dead composer authorizes you to bring her husband's music to life. Did you worry about doing justice for her, for him?
When I met Madame de Hartman, I was 25 years old. And I already thought I knew everything. So no, I didn't have any feeling that it was going to be difficult for me to do it justice at all. But the music came out all right, but it was not quite right. It's only now, what is it, 40 years later? Mm. That it's beginning to be easier. Beginning to be easier.
Yeah. Is it over? Have you done your job?
I think that the job is just beginning now. And it's a very good time for Thomas DeHartman's music to come out, because one of the reasons that his music never got known was that he was out of phase with the time. The 20th century composers were trying to experiment with no melody. Bartók's Piano Sonata, the first movement, he said he tried to destroy melody. Thomas DeHartman, his classical music always had a romantic streak to it. Now, when this music is performed, there's a real response. People want to hear music that has this element in it.
Yeah. That's pianist Ilan Sitkoff. He's dedicated his life to bringing alive the work of composer Thomas DeHartman, who died in 1956. Ilan, thanks, and great to see you.
Yes, and you also.
And here, violinist Catherine Paul performs some of Thomas DeHartman's work with Ilan Sitkoff. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend and join us again. Here and Now.